Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Happy that you are with us. And we are here on your Tuesday morning, ready to get you to work or school or wherever it is you're going. Much better conditions this morning than yesterday with all that rain. Decent weather today, and it's going to get a little worse as the week carries on. No doubt about that. Happy you're with us. Hey, if you missed our interview earlier, you can hit the rewind button on the Odyssey app or go to the podcast. We had Mr. Will Scharf on, who's going to be the White House staff secretary. Which is pretty cool, like assistant to the president, but the real title is staff secretary.
And he said that Brett Kavanaugh held that position, which is interesting. I didn't realize that.
I did not either. But it is clearly somebody who's right in the middle of scheduling and planning people that are coming to the White House. It's a very important West Wing appointment. And, of course, we know Will here, friend of the show, and ran for attorney general, lost in the primary, but he's been one of President Trump's attorneys. You can listen to that interview. It's probably up on the podcast already, but if not, you can hit rewind on the Odyssey app and you can listen to it. We're live on Facebook and X and YouTube and all that stuff this morning. So you can also Rumble. Don't forget Rumble. You can watch the show on
Rumble
there if it's
where someone
more convenient.
Under the age of 60, appreciated your Bewitched reference.
Thank you. Everybody knows who Gladys Kravitz is, Carl. Don't act like I'm old.
Kim.
I don't know.
Okay, well, she's not old.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
So you just called the 47-year-old old.
No. Jackie, thank you for your support. I do appreciate that. That was very nice of her, Carl.
Uh-huh.
Don't you think?
I do.
So why would you make a negative comment like that?
Well, you're the one that called her old.
We're having a little bit of fun here this morning. We were talking about, maybe we'll talk about it on Kim and a Whim again coming up for the end of the hour. You think?
Talking about why we were referring to Gladys.
Yes.
Yeah, we should. Because that actually, we should, next, I don't know if we want to play now. Maybe we should hold off and maybe for Kim on a Whim, maybe we play some of the audio messages. Because you know you can do that. Go to the app, leave us a message up to 60 seconds. But we have to always mention, Mark, it's important that you wait. Is it, 3 seconds that it counts down before you can go? It's like the thing, wait for the beep. Beep. Just pretend.
Yes.
You have to wait or it'll cut you off.
Exactly. And we'll play that for you coming up here before the end of the hour. Stay tuned for that. Todd Pyro is straight ahead. We got 2A Tuesday this morning at 7:37. We're giving away Guns and Hoses tickets. Lots to get to. But first, let's get to our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Well, importantly, it's only a pledge, and it's something Donald Trump can turn around and cancel maybe when he gets into office after taking a look at it. Here we've just created a Department of Governmental Efficiency, and we're giving away $4 billion to other countries. We're $33 trillion in debt. Do you understand why?
With Donald Trump's plans,
black people
they thought that he was reflective.
One of the poorest demographics in this country, but they voted for Kamala Harris.
But there was a split, and more of them voted for Donald Trump than had historically.
Yeah, The View, they're still debating who voted for who. All that matters is that Donald Trump won in a landslide with historic support from minorities.
Would you, as governor, allow state police and National Guard to carry out mass deportations?
We will not be participating in misguided efforts that harm our communities.
Yeah, Governor Katie Hobbs down there in Arizona says, hey, we are not taking part in any of this mess of deporting criminal aliens who might be a threat to our citizens. Wait a minute. That's not exactly how she said it. She said she won't participate, right? Tom Homan says you better get the hell out of the way.
These are not the holiday decorations we're looking for. Move along. Move along.
So,
freeze. Don't move. Only citizens with holiday spirit are permitted to enter.
I'm walking into Home Depot yesterday to pick up some, holiday lights and all this stuff. And I walk in the front door. This is the one off Highway K out there near Mexico Road in St. Peter's, and or O'Fallon, I should say. And that's what greets me, a 6 foot tall stormtrooper. And the first thing I did was record that video and send it to Carl Middleman. I said, Carl, you need this stormtrooper on your front porch. Did you buy it?
So my wife first said, how much is it? And so I asked Mark, and Mark sent me the price.
I did. It's available only online. They've got plenty of them if you want one. It can cover two different seasons.
Wait, let me guess.
It'll do Halloween, because it'll do a Halloween greeting, and it can hold a bucket with candy in it. Oh. And it can also do a Christmas greeting, which you heard there a minute ago.
Is it like $349.99? That's my guess.
It's $299.
That's plus not
shipping.
Bad.
Plus shipping. So yes, about that.
Yeah.
$350. And then the next thing, once I told my wife that, she thought about it for a second. Where are we going to keep that the other 10 months of the year?
In your the bedroom.
Thank you. Right by the front door in the bedroom.
It would be an alarm.
It would be an alarm. It's motion activated. I thought it was hilarious. Now, I joked very often that I would never pay $300 for one of those 20-foot tall skeletons for Halloween. But this is unique looking. And Carl, my guess is you're wrong on the shipping. They'll probably ship it directly to the store and you just drive down to the store and pick it up. So that eliminates the shipping thing. You see what I'm saying?
I'll tell you what. Home Depot has really upped its game when it comes to the holiday yard decor. They had the very realistic reindeer, like animatronic reindeer, and massive Santas and the minions that move around, because my son loved all of that.
So tell me how you feel about this. We've recently moved to a new house, right? And I brought along the Christmas decorations that I used at the old house. And one of them is one of those preformed plastic Santas with a light inside of it that you plug in and put on the porch. And my wife has told me I am not allowed to put that on the porch at the new house.
Why? Though it's supposed to be for the porch.
It is designed for the porch.
What was her reasoning?
She thinks it looks cheap.
Does it?
Well, it's a plastic Santa Claus, but it's sort of a vintage Santa Claus, right?
Oh, vintage. Is that another word for cheap?
Old.
Old. It's another word for old.
That's what you say when you're like, it's an antique.
It's old, but it's kind of a classic, right? It's the season. Why wouldn't we put a Santa Claus out there?
Because you got a new house. She wants new stuff.
It's classy, Santa.
Yeah, I went there. So here's the other thing.
Mark, put like a bow tie on him. Would that class him up? Maybe a top, you know?
Here's the other thing. I went out to buy Christmas decorations. And before I did that, I called one of those holiday lights people that because I saw the sign in the front of my neighborhood, and it looks like a couple neighbors have taken them up on it. And because I just wanted to know, because it's a ranch house, but a couple of the peaks on like at the garage and all are high enough that I can't reach them with my ladder. I just wanted to know. Do you know how much they wanted just to put lights across the front of my house?
Yes, because my husband called and we about fell over when they told us the price.
$900.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We were over, and our estimate was over $1,000.
And I called another place and they had the bargain basement price of $735.
What a steal.
You know, and you could buy a new ladder for that.
Thank you. I mean, I'm just not going to do it.
Is it worth you breaking your leg? Because, I mean, if you have good insurance, it might cost less for you to break your leg if you try to go up in a ladder yourself.
So I'm just going to skip the high part. We're going to get one of those little reflector things that puts snowflakes on your garage.
You know, they have Star Wars ones of those.
Do they really?
I have.
We're going to do that for the garage, and then I'm going to hang lights, which I bought yesterday, along the gutter on the other side of the house, because I can reach that with my ladder.
You know how much money I would pay to have one of those things in the Grinch? You know, what's the woman's name?
Cindy Lou Who?
No, the older woman. She's not old at all, but she's older than Cindy Lou Who. And she and the Grinch have a little thing, a little romantic connection.
Yes, honey.
And she has the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, and it just shoots out all the lights onto the house perfectly.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
That would be perfect. That would save a lot of headache. But, yeah, I could not bring myself to drop almost $1,000 having somebody else hang Christmas lights for me.
I
can't do it.
On YouTube, people are giving you options of cheaper. And someone also said, they'll take that Santa from you.
Will they? I may not be able to use it anymore. I might have to donate it to someone. All right, I'll check with the kids first. Coming up, we'll get to Todd Pyro, host of Fox and Friends first.
Gin to a sunfish versus tequila, which would make the sunfish more aggressive? Nearly $1 million spent studying whether or not Japanese quail, if you give them cocaine, whether or not they're more sexually promiscuous.
And now, a man who would never waste any of your money, it is the host of Fox and Friends First, Todd Pyro.
I disagree with Rand Paul there. I believe that was Rand Paul. I have known some Japanese quail who are just absolute hoes, and they need to be reined in. Carly Shimkus just walked by my office when I said Japanese quails who are hoes. And she probably, like,
we can hear her
didn't
laughing.
Understand the content. You hear her laughing in the
hey,
background?
Hey, Carly, how are you?
Carly, this is the Mark Cox Radio Show in St. Louis. You really yelled that. She
Thank
really
you.
Got enthusiastic there.
I wanted to make sure you heard me.
Oh, he heard, all of St. Louis heard you. hi, Mark.
Hey, Carly. Thank
He's
you.
He's got to go to your office. Hey, by the way, before we go, I heard you doing, I thought you were talking about yourself just about 3 minutes ago, but apparently it was a commercial. But you can understand my confusion. You referred to what I assume was yourself as durable, you retain color, and you're resistant to mold. Little did I know that you were referring to, like, siding.
It's how I've lasted so long.
Yeah, you
I'm
are resistant
to mold.
To mold.
I am.
Yeah, there you
but
go.
Doesn't retain his color in the winter.
No, really, he doesn't. That's why he's got to go on vacation. Got it. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
That's all I got. Those are my jokes.
Well done, my friend. So we're post-election now. You're back in the studio. You're not having to travel to diners all over the place. How's life?
I went to my chiropractor on Friday because I usually like to kind of push it out. I find that being in pain focuses you
yes.
when you are, like, on the road. Like, you just have to, like, because if you try to, like, minimize it, you're just going to think about it. So I said, like, I'm just going to go full bore, be in pain, do the traveling, and then when I get back, when everything's died down a little bit, you know, nothing's going to be died down under Trump for the next 4 years. So I went to the chiropractor. He's like, you're really in bad shape. Like,
wow.
You know, yeah, you're a mess. Because, I'm old, you know, and I haven't worked out since fall of 1995. Right, you know, everybody knows this. Everybody, sadly, all of St. Louis knows the last time I worked out.
You get the email from the gym, Todd, we miss you. It's been 30 years since we've seen you here.
This was so long ago, like, they didn't even have gyms. This was the gym that was in my high school. And, Kim, you're not going to understand this because you are younger than Mark Cox and me. You went to, like, when in your high school gym, it was, like, all fancy because they decided they needed to put money into things, I'm sure. When Mark Cox and I were in high school, we still had the gym that our grandparents had in the
40s. Yes, yes.
Like, it had, like, neck machines, like, push all your weight on the neck and see what happens.
It like, was like a dungeon. It was in a dungeon, too.
It was in a dungeon.
Yeah.
And it was, like,
couldn't wear tennis
block
shoes
walls.
What? What do you mean
wear
you couldn't
tennis
wear
shoes.
Tennis shoes? Why?
Yeah.
You'd ruin the floor.
Oh, they had rubber, like, thick rubber mats down.
Did you
did you
ride your horse to? They hadn't invented cars yet, Mark.
Yes.
Park your horse there.
That was rough on the back too, wasn't it, Todd?
Yeah, like,
yes.
You know, there's a reason nobody in our generation really worked out is because it was injurious to you. My father-in-law was a bodybuilder. My father-in-law has had two major back surgeries in this June and in June of 2022. The man can't walk. We didn't know these things. Oh,
I tell you, man, we just refer to our chiropractor as a magician. We go in there and come out feeling 100% better, although there are times when I'm convinced he's going to twist my head off my neck.
Oh,
but
totally,
it always
right?
feels better afterwards.
You're so scared. And, you know, I'm like, this could be it. Alan, Dr. Alan, who's a huge Trump supporter, he's in there cursing, like, I don't want to curse on air, but he's like, I'm so effing happy. I hate all these effing liberals. But, you know, he could take my life in a heartbeat. The other part of this is, have you been doing this thing that I've been doing, like, well, I'm in pain now, but but RFK Jr. is going to make sure that's not the case anymore. Like, I do it to my children when they're eating crappy food. I'm like, enjoy it now, because soon RFK Jr. is going to be standing over your shoulder. You're not going to be able to eat that crap anymore.
Have you seen people posting a picture of RFK Jr. with that little smirk on his face on their refrigerator, and so every time they go in to eat the bad food, they see him staring him down like, don't you eat that. You put that down and you grab that carrot instead.
I think about it. It's in my psyche now. And if that can help me lose like 5 to 7 pounds, go RFK
Jr.
That
guy is buff, man. But I saw a picture of him on the plane with Trump the other day eating McDonald's.
You really think he was eating it?
I don't know.
Do this for the picture. I'm going to throw this crap out.
He's like Chuck Schumer with that raw hamburger.
He's just
posing for a picture.
His cheat day is probably, I don't even know, like yogurt.
Right. Meantime, he throws it out of the plane, and I'm like underneath the plane trying to catch it in my mouth.
Yeah.
Is that a Big Mac?
Todd, we appreciate you, my friend. I'm glad. I hope you get some pain relief for sure.
And I'm glad we got into content during this hit. Yeah, really, really insightful for the listeners of the Mark Cox Morning
Show. We've covered it all, but at least they got to hear from Carly Shimkus. That's what's
now
important.
That's a win.
Yes.
Have a great week, St. Louis.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you next week. Todd Pyro, the host of Fox and Friends First. I love Carly. I got a picture with her when I was up there. She was still pregnant then.
I was
there 2 years ago. She
that's
was
what's crazy. Our
pregnant
kids
with
are
her bebe.
One day apart.
I know.
That's crazy.
She's very cool. Very cool. And so is Todd. I better add that in there in case he's still listening. All right. Coming up, we're going to get to our friends from the Rain St. Louis West, a little 2A Tuesday action, and talk to you about the ATF raffle that they're helping me out with and the really cool gun that we're auctioning off. And we got Guns and Hoses. At the top of the hour, we're going to give away a pair of tickets. Stay tuned.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size? If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire 2 blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
All right, well, you know, the election results have certainly probably decreased the stress for a lot of gun owners who don't have to worry about Kamala Harris administration trying to buy back weapons that you didn't buy from them in the first place. So that's one bit of relief that that we all have going into this. And now it's a matter of making sure we're protecting those Second Amendment rights moving forward, for sure. One thing we're doing to try to help out, of course, is we're trying to raffle off with Responder Rescue a very nice weapon. And I've got my friend James Fleming from the Range St. Louis West on the phone this morning. James, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Thanks for giving us a minute this morning. I appreciate that. Tell folks a little bit about this rifle. It's one of the 3 prizes in my First Responder Thanksgiving ATF raffle with Responder Rescue. This CMMG, some people may not be familiar with it.
Yeah, so we're doing the CMMG Descent rifle. It's a Mark IV. It's a full 9mm rifle. It's fantastic. CMMG has done a great job with these things. You can run these things as hard as you can. They're dead on. They're fun to shoot. It's got a beautiful color to it. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it made in Missouri, correct?
Correct, out of Boonville, Missouri.
Yeah, I know they've and the price tag on it up there is a bit, the value's around $2,100. So I love the folding stock on it as well. It makes transportation a lot easier.
Absolutely. I've been out there to see those guys at CMMG. They're fantastic. They make good products. I love their guns. We all love guns here at the range. So come by and see us, and we'll make it happen.
Yeah. Well, I'll just tell people quickly, if you text the word responder to 33100 on your phone, you can buy tickets for the raffle. If you happen to be at the range out there in Baldwin, 14803 Manchester Road, I think they've got an iPad set up right there where you walk in, where you can buy tickets right in the store. And maybe they'll give you a look at the rifle. Last time I saw it was back in Charles' office, I think. But there's probably one hanging on the wall up there, right?
Yeah, we get it on full display out front on the showroom.
Sure.
We have the iPad up front, so you can come in and do the donations. You know, I want to thank Responder Rescue for giving us another opportunity to host that and play a role in that cause.
Yeah, well, we appreciate what the range does for us all the time, for sure. And I know for people who maybe haven't been out there, You guys are doing your Black November specials all this month for people who are members. And then on Black Friday, all of those specials become available to the general public, right?
Absolutely. So the members get it early. Non-members, they got that Friday, Saturday deal. But we're doing AR bundle packages. We're doing 20% off weapon lights. You know, we got SIG 365 tech packs ready to go. 10% off certain particular SIGs, 10% off suppressors. And we're doing a shotgun special and then a knife special, as well as a few other Chotskys and stuff.
Yeah. I love the fact that they've sort of streamlined the suppressor issue. I mean, I'm a big proponent of removing some of the restrictions on those to begin with that we've been dealing with since the 1930s. But in the meantime, it used to take months to get approved for a suppressor. And now that they're doing it online, what's that turnaround like these days?
So the turnaround time, there's a couple ways to do it and a couple systems to use. If you use our system internally, that the software program that we use, the fastest turnaround time I've had was 18 hours. Most people, as long as they're filing as an individual, it's probably 2-3 weeks.
Yeah, and what's the filing cost now for that?
So we don't charge a service fee for us, but you come in, you submit the paperwork, and you got to pay Uncle Sam that nice $200.
Yeah, $200 for the right to own a suppressor. Some people call them silencers, a suppressor. What probably the biggest mistake people make when they hear that is they've watched a movie somewhere and they really think it sounds like a it's a little bit louder than that, right?
Correct. They all still have a crack to it, so to speak. You know, nothing like the movies. You know, we love Hollywood sometimes, but sometimes they get carried away with it.
Well, as much as anything, right? It can save your hearing. I mean, for people that are going to go out and shoot a lot, having that suppressor can make a huge difference.
Oh, yeah. It has huge health benefits, you know, diminishing that decibels and that crack and that loud snap that, you know, you kind of feel your eardrums pop a little bit. It takes that away, and it's super safe to shoot.
Yeah, well, I hope people can go out there and check out the member exclusive deals all this month. Maybe a membership's a good idea for Christmas. I'm just saying, if you got somebody who loves to shoot, because they also get discounts on classes, don't they, James?
Absolutely. You know, come hang with us, take some of the best training classes, and be a part of our range family. It's all about bringing people together and helping one another. Our training, you know, memberships. It's fantastic. You get 15% off training classes if you're a member. It's worth it.
Well, I hope people show up out there. I know the new Lady Sentinel group seems to have taken off as well.
Absolutely. Liz has done something just awesome in our community and our industry, and being supportive and making that group was beneficial to everybody that plays a role in it. It's fantastic. Again, Mark, it's about helping one another in life, and we want to do honest business and bring people together.
That's a great point. James Fleming, listen, I appreciate your time, my friend. I'll see you the next time I'm at the range.
Absolutely, Mark. See you next time.
All right. Thank you. James Fleming there from the Range St. Louis West. And here's more information on the ATF raffle. We're a little bit further behind in donations than I would like at this point. We got about 8 days left. So if you've got it in your heart to help out Responder Rescue, all of the money goes to them. The donations are made online to an organization that collects it and then puts it straight into the bank account for the charity. So you can go to text Responder to 33100 on your phone. You can go to the range. You can go to 971talk.com. You can go to responderrescue.org. There's lots of different ways that you can buy your tickets for this. Minimum purchase is $10, but if you spend $100, you get 112 tickets. So you're getting bonus tickets the more you spend, and all the money again is going directly to charity. Here are the prizes again. That rifle he talked about at the range, $2,100 value. Evening at Lit Cigar Lounge, $1,000 value for you and 10 of your friends in their private lounge down there, and a bottle of bourbon to go with it and cigars. And then the alcohol portion of the ATF raffle is that basket of bourbon that Carl and Tom and the friends at Lore Wine and Spirits and Stolach, they've all been chipping in. They've all donated a bourbon for this. I'm throwing in a bottle of Weller Antique 107. There's going to be Old Dominic cask strength. the Stolock, the Four Roses. I saw the Four Roses single barrel. My friends at Lore gave me their donation yesterday. It's a lot of bourbon. I'm sure it's $1,200 to $1,500 worth of bourbon. You have a chance to win that and a signed Robert Thomas jersey from the Blues. So it's three great prizes. We'll pick a winner live on Facebook on the 27th out at the range at about 12:30. Please help us out if you can. Text Responder to 33100, and let's keep upping that total for our friends at Responder Rescue. All right, quick break. What are we... Are we talking about this Georgia mom again?
Yeah, this is a Georgia mom lives in a small town, and she's now facing a criminal charge for letting her 11-year-old son walk less than a mile to a local store.
Wow. We'll get to that coming up.
Kim on a whim.
Well, the mom who lives in Mineral Bluff, Georgia, a town of about 370 people, is now facing a criminal charge for letting her 11-year-old son walk less than a mile to, I guess, the town square where there was a store. Says she knew where her son was. This is not a big deal. Son's mature. And they show up to her house, the cops do, 5 hours after they drove the kid home, because I guess her neighbor spotted the kid walking, had concerns that, are you okay? Kid said yes, called the cops anyway. So 5 hours after the cops drive her son home, they show up to her front door. They arrest her for reckless endangerment. And the community's been rallying behind her. They've already raised $54,000 on a GoFundMe page. Because here's what the craziest part of is for me, okay? So the Division of Family and Children's Services is now involved. They went to her home and interviewed her family, it sounds like, interviewed her oldest son at his school. And then what they did was they said, you need to sign this so-called safety plan, and that we'll drop the city or county, whatever, they're going to drop the charges if she agreed to sign this. It would require her to delegate a safety person to be a knowing participant and guardian and watch over her children whenever she leaves home. And here's where it goes way too far, in my opinion. It would also require this mom, Brittany Patterson, to download an app on her son's cell phone that would allow her to monitor his location. And she has refused to do it.
Wow.
An attorney has agreed to take on her case pro bono, not charging her, and is going to fight this for her.
Just put Life 360 on there. That's the easiest way to do it.
Life Alert?
Is that no, Life 360.
What is that?
It's just an app that allows you to
find
track your
phone.
Kids.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we just give them all ankle bracelets like we do with inmates who get released from jail?
Put
and
them
that
on
way
leashes.
Everyone can just. Well, leashes would be a fantastic option.
I don't know, but like when they first start driving and doing stuff like that, sometimes it's a good idea to know where they are. It's not a bad idea.
I get that. I just feel like a lot of times we want to shelter our kids. I think this is a case-by-case thing. Like, would I ever do this? I don't know. You know, obviously Easton's not even two yet, but if he were 10 or 11, I guess it would depend on his maturity level, where he was going, the time of day. But I think at some point you have to release a little bit of that independence to them, especially with it being a smaller town. Like, things can happen. I don't know. I mean, this is a tough situation. I do not think she should be facing a criminal charge.
No,
that's ridiculous.
I wonder if there's anything else we don't know about her. What was the message we got earlier there, Carl, on the listener line?
Concerning Mineral Bluff, Georgia, it sounds to me like Barney got loose from Andy again. This is Greg.
I didn't know this. This is an Andy Griffith show.
Yeah, Barney
reference.
Fife was the ne'er-do-well deputy who was always fumbling and bumbling, and they wouldn't even let him load his gun because he had to keep the bullet in his pocket because they're afraid he'd shoot somebody. So what their suggestion would be that maybe a Barney Fife type got a little carried away and arrested her. For all we know, there have been some other allegations against her, maybe of not watching her kids properly. I mean, I have to wonder, because it seems like a way big overreaction to immediately send her to Department of Family Services. When I was that age, I was riding a bike all over the place. I'd be gone for hours in the summer. My parents would have no idea where I was.
Well, I've seen people commenting online saying, well, times have changed. And they certainly have, but I still think that I don't know, what, like 11 or 12, I was babysitting and taking care of other children. So I feel like as long as your kid was mature and you had that level of trust,
right,
I think I would be okay with it. But when the mom was arrested, she was talking to the deputy and said, look, last time I checked, it wasn't illegal for a kid to walk to the store. And the deputy said, it is when they're 10 years old.
Well, it's all about responsibility, right? You know how responsible your child is. If you're that worried about him, just give him your gun and let him carry it on the way to the store. Then they'd be safe.
It's a great idea, Mark.
I'm being facetious, you know that, but Who knows? This is a small town, population 300 in northern Georgia. Population 300. And maybe they've got 10 sex offenders among those 300, and that's what the people are worried about. I don't know, but you got to at some point give the mother if she trusts her son to walk less than a mile to a store and back. I don't know. I'd love to know more details on why they had to escalate that so quickly.
And I haven't seen if there's any sort of a history, because I think you're right. If there's a history of this, maybe it's a little bit more understandable. I've not seen that. It seems like this was kind of a one-time deal where the neighbor flipped out that the kid was walking alone, was concerned enough to call 911, and then things just kind of escalated.
Yeah.
It'd be one thing if you let your kid walk down the street a mile in downtown St. Louis. I would never do that.
No, you know your community. At least you need to, I would hope. Coming up, we got a couple of more Guns and Hoses tickets to give away. We'll do that next hour. And did you know, depending on where you are in the state of Illinois, your county may be trying to secede and join Missouri? We'll talk to David Stokes from the Show Me Institute at 820.
Get more at 971talk.com.